Are you tired of really boilerplate, boring advice about how to find new clients that it seems to work for other people, but it doesn't seem to work for you? Well, I know that I am kind of tired of that. And what I've decided to do is to fix this problem. And here on my podcast, rather than just talk about generalities of how to go out and find new clients, I figured that we would start doing an occasional series on something like my last five clients, okay? How specifically my last five clients found me. And I think this is a cool idea. Here's why. It might be tempting to say, oh, well, this client was a referral. This client was a referral. This client was a referral. And so it's kind of boring, right? Because we all know that most of the time, web design clients come through referrals. And for sure, there's a couple referrals on today's list. But here's the thing. Not all referrals are created equally. So even if it's just referrals that we're talking about, even if all five of my last clients had come via referral, there's going to be something specific about how that connection made its way to me and the kind of value that was offered in the process that made them ultimately become a client and that made the process work. So I think this is going to be extremely beneficial for you. There are some specific actionable ideas in this episode that you're going to be able to take away and apply to your own practice of getting new clients. And occasionally, we are going to revisit this topic about how my last five clients found me. And I think it will be cool and educational for you. So I'm going to, as a matter of just principle here, protect the names of the innocent. So I've decided not to use real client names. I did not ask for their permission to be featured in this particular way. And so I am not going to do that, okay? But I am going to give you, for each one, a description about what the client does, what the client signed up for, how they found me, and then the lesson that you can apply to your own business, no matter who you are, all right? So I hope you find this beneficial. Let's dive in. Okay, the first one, the most recent client that found me, is a women-centered productivity podcast, okay? So she has a podcast, and she's actually a lawyer, but she also talks about productivity for women and has a long-running podcast around that. So she came in as a maintenance client, all right? One of my partners in a mastermind group that I'm a part of, he referred me to her because he actually built the initial website, all right? So she has a what I call a high functionality website in the sense that the website is actually an important part of delivering the podcast content to people. And this website had a lot of security issues when we took it over. And there were issues that we found that we're actually still cleaning some things up on it. And so it really needed a big overhaul on the back end of things. And websites like this are very important because usually they're high availability, okay? So we want to make sure that the website, you know, it's like a brochure site. If a brochure site goes down for a period of time, of course, it's not good, but it's really not good if a high functionality, high availability site goes down for any meaningful period of time, okay? So this is a maintenance client that we've taken on. Again, it was a referral. This one came through a mastermind group member. He obviously knows what I do, and he's even mentioned in recent days that there were going to be some additional opportunities coming, some other people that he was getting ready to refer me to. So what is the lesson here from client number one? The lesson is be more places. Be more places. I always like to say this, right? Nobody knows what you do unless you tell them. If you never tell anybody what you do, then they're not going to know that you do it. And what you need to think about is joining mastermind groups, joining group coaching programs like Subscription Web Design, or for another great one, Josh Hall's Web Design Club, okay? Or actually, it's Web Designer Pro now. I always mess that up. It was the club when I joined. Now it's Web Designer Pro. A fantastic space, okay? And so be more places. Be places where you can be visible with other people who are doing business. This could be a networking group or a chamber of commerce. You say, well, this is still that generic advice. Well, here's the thing. Have you done it yet? That would be my question. Have you done it yet? are you just listening to people with the advice? What I'm trying to give you here is a specific scenario where we literally took on a new client from a referral as a result of being in a mastermind group. Okay? It's a real situation that happened. So this situation, if it's not happening for you, maybe it's because you haven't put yourself in enough places. Okay? That's number one. All right, client number two, my second most recent client to join on. This is a business development company, 3,000 miles plus away from me, okay? And what they wanted to do is essentially create a niche offer. So they already do business development, the development of sales scripts and sales training and things of that nature. And essentially what they want to do is create a niche web design offer that they can start bringing to their current clients and also to future clients. So this product, this relationship, I should say, is a little different, which is what makes what I'm doing here so cool, okay? Like, because there are so many different opportunities to create relationships for you and to make things happen. So in this case, what we're doing is partnering on the sales and delivery of a website to a niche audience. Okay, so what we're looking at right now is targeting attorneys. All right, so we're looking at going after attorneys who need specific improvements done on their website. And we are putting together packages that are very specific to meet their needs. Okay, so again, this relationship is a version of a white label relationship. It's essentially a niche joint venture business that we're 50-50 split on, right? That is going to be for the purpose. It is a niche joint venture business that we're going to work together on the sales and delivery mechanism to be able to present this to our clients. Now, how did this particular client find me? On YouTube. He found me on YouTube. And not only did he find me on YouTube, but he found me through a video that was entirely unexpected. Okay, if you had told me in hindsight, or if you told me beforehand that creating this video, and you know, I don't know what video it was, but let's just say it was 150, right? It was like video number 150 on my channel. If you'd have told me that I would have to create videos 1 through 149 to then create this one, I would have never imagined that this specific result is taking place as a result of that video. Okay, but what's even cooler is that this is a leveraged relationship, okay? Because of this relationship, this isn't just going to be one client, okay? I have technically one client in the sense of a partner in this endeavor, but what we're putting together is going to lead to multiple clients in that particular niche for my agency. And if it wasn't for my YouTube video having been put out there and us striking up this partnership and working together, that would have never, ever happened. So what's the lesson here for you? Build a body of work that can be found online. I get this. It's really hard. Humans are not great long-term thinkers. We're a lot better in the short term. But if you can think about every piece of content that you put on the internet as a seed that you plant, every case study you write up, every helpful video that you put out, every podcast you put out there, every LinkedIn post that you write, these are all things that in the immediate, in the short term, you don't see very much from. And so it's really, really tempting to quit. But if you can keep going, if you can keep doing it, if you can, as Nathan Barry used to say, endure long enough to get noticed, if you can stay out there and build that body of work, eventually what's going to happen is you're going to create such a critical mass that your body of work can't help but to be found. And is it going to be found by the right people? I don't know, but it's going to be found by somebody. And it's going to lead to opportunities, okay? So build a body of work that can be found online. All right, let's go to number three. Ready? My third client. This is a governmental education client. So you see, we're all over the board, okay? Now we've got a client who needed a learning management website, and they are a governmental education client. Now, this is maintenance, okay? Again, this is a maintenance client for this education product, but here's the kicker. We actually built the original website when we were doing work for a, I'll say, former white label client. We still have a relationship, but it's not as structured as it used to be. with a white label client from the past. And when we were doing work for this white label client, we actually built this website initially. Okay. This white label client is, you know, has decided to essentially change the focus of their business, which is totally fine. And so a lot of the kind of business that would used to come their way, they would refer to us. And especially when it comes to more specific, like, and complex sites, like membership sites or learning management, that's our specialty. So we were, they were referred directly to us to take over that website. So, the way that I wrote this down is that they were found through a referral from a former white label client. So could I have just said, well, this was a referral? Well, yes, but there's value in knowing that it's a referral from a former white label client. Why is there value in knowing that? Because here's the lesson. Don't burn bridges, right? Don't stop being friendly. Don't stop answering the phone. Don't stop communicating. Don't stop sending messages every once in a while with people that you used to work closely with. Hey man, how's it going? Okay. Relationships matter. Relationships matter, and relationships lead to business, okay? So don't burn those bridges. Again, find work. The fact that we found the white label client in the beginning, that's a notable thing. But then not only were they a white label client, but when they stopped being a consistent white label client, we kept the relationship going, and now we are getting clients as a result of that happening, okay? So be more places so far. Build a body of work that can be found online. And then don't burn bridges because relationships matter. Three very specific things we've discussed so far that you can start implementing in your business right away that for us have literally led to new clients. All right, let's talk about number four, okay? Number four, this is a female coach and podcaster, all right? So another podcast website, high availability website. This is indeed a new build. So this was a new build for a podcast website. And again, she is going to be a coach as well, specifically helping mom entrepreneurs, which I think is really cool. I think it'd be fair to even say that she's niching down to Christian mom entrepreneurs, which I love. My wife is a Christian mom entrepreneur, so I have a special place in my heart for that niche. So she wanted a new website to essentially highlight the podcast and her coaching work and to serve the podcast. The thing that she was using before was like a free milkshake template. And I mean, it definitely was not very good. So we were thrilled and happy to be able to get this going for her. The site's about to launch, actually. And boy, is it beautiful. I mean, my team did a really good job on this site. Super duper excited about it. Okay. So a new website to highlight and serve the podcast. Now, this one was found through, guess what? A referral, okay? Found through a referral from a current longtime client. And I should say, a current longtime client who also we have really tried to maintain a great existing working relationship with and who in our subscription web design process has already been through one rebuild with us, okay? So she went through one period. She went a little bit longer than the 3 years. I want to say it was probably closer to four, that she had been with us at the time that we did the rebuild, and that's okay. That's what they wanted. And so we did that, did the rebuild for them, kept the relationship in great standing, and now a referral has been sent our way, and they signed up. So what is the lesson here? The lesson is never forget your existing clients, okay? I just talked to so many web designers, or I see so many web designers too, who man, they just neglect the existing clients that they have, okay? Not realizing that those existing clients are their best source of new revenue in two areas, okay? New work for that client, but also new referral business, okay? Your existing clients are everything. If you're not serving your existing clients at the highest level possible, then you need to reevaluate your processes and your systems and everything, realizing that the best marketing force you have are your already satisfied customers. The more you can pour everything into them, they are going to be the marketing army that you need to branch out and to get new people. I mean, so many web designers who are so focused on the new client acquisition process that they're neglecting their current clients. And the current clients are the best source of getting increasing wallet share from those clients, building that relationship further, but then also bringing in new clients down the road. So don't forget those existing clients. Maintain a high level of service. By the way, this is another reason why I love subscription web design. With this model, it incentivizes us to keep in contact with our current clients and to make sure that we're always serving them at the high level, okay? Not just maintaining their website after we have, you know, charged them thousands of dollars for a build. And of course, a lot of clients don't even sign up for the maintenance program because they view it like insurance and they don't want to do that. So they just, you know, pay for the build and then the web designer's mad because they don't have any recurring revenue from it. And then they stop answering the phone. And then the client feels ghosted, and then the client wants something done on their website, and they go find a new service provider like me who will actually answer the phone and our emails. So don't make that mistake, okay? Be there for those current clients. Serve them well, and they will lead to referrals down the road. All right, here is number five, okay? Again, a little bit different one. This is a web design agency looking to outsource more complex work, okay? So this is an occasional white label client. We don't work together very often, but when we do, she calls on us for a little bit more complex work that needs to be done, and we help her out, okay? It doesn't have to be, you know, like, again, notice something about this. Like, all these clients are a little bit different, okay? These are not all straight up subscription web design clients. I think only two of them have been, okay? So far. But notice how these relationships all lead to different places and to new opportunities. Okay. So this person has a web design agency and she needed to outsource a little bit more complex work. Specifically, she wanted help with e-commerce website changes. And guess what? She's probably listening to this podcast episode. Okay. She found me through subscription web design as a result of a podcast interview that I did with another podcaster in the web design influencing space, okay? She finds me as a result of being interviewed about subscription web design. She joins my program, and then she actually becomes a client for help with some other needs that she has in her own business that my agency can help with, okay? So again, non-traditional, but very specific and something that you can apply to your own business. And here's how. Here's the lesson. Educating your own market, your own competitors, if you will, is a great way to pick up clients despite the naysayers. And I'm very adamant on this point, despite the naysayers. There are a lot of people who say, well, if you're in web design, you shouldn't be creating content that's for other web designers and DIYers. And let me tell you something, two things about that, okay? If I'm a writer, okay? If I'm a writer, let's say I'm a freelance writer or a ghostwriter or something like that, and somebody comes to my website, what kind of content are they going to see? Well, I'll tell you the content that I'd create. If I were in that situation, I'd create content that broke down my writing, why I chose this over that. I would analyze other people's writing. I would go behind the scenes about how I think about writing. And so what am I doing there? Well, I'm educating other writers. But when somebody else finds me, what are they going to see? They're going to see that I'm the guy that the other writers look to get writing advice. Do you think I'm going to hire you? 1,000%. So this is where I say, never be afraid as a web designer to educate other web designers. Don't worry about that. That's going to lead to client work. I promise you, it has for me in various different ways, okay? And don't be afraid of capturing the DIYers. By the way, a lot of DIYers are wannabe DIYers who want to try to do it themselves to feel like they can. And then they'll eventually get to the point where they feel like, well, I could just hire so-and-so to do it and save me all this time and money, right? So don't forget that. Don't neglect that. And be willing to educate your own market. Even the people who you think are unlikely to become customers will become customers over time if you build that body of work. So this ties into that other idea, right? So a couple of client relationships here have come as a result of doing this work, the subscription web design work, educating other web designers on how to be better at their craft. In my case, I'm talking mostly about the business of their craft, but you could also do this with the technical information, educating other web designers as well. Perfectly acceptable, okay? So that's how I found my last five clients. To recap, again, the big lessons. Number one, be more places. Number two, build a body of work that can be found online. Number three, don't burn bridges because your relationships matter. Okay. Number four, never forget your existing clients. Maintain a high level of client service over time. And then number five, educate your own market, because you can definitely pick up clients that way. And don't listen to the naysayers who say that you can't do that, all right, or that you shouldn't do that. I hope this has been a helpful episode for you. A little bit different kind of thing, but again, I hope it's been useful and something that you can apply, and I definitely plan to do this into the future. In fact, it's something that I would like to interview guests for as well, and specifically have on other guests who are agency owners to talk about how they got specifically their last five clients. If you're someone who's interested in that, why not just shoot me an email, steve@northmaxservices.com. I'd be super happy to answer that email and to see about potentially getting on the podcast to talk about how you got your last five clients, because I think that's really interesting content for this audience. All right. Hope you guys liked this and enjoyed this. If you're listening on audio, please leave us a review for this podcast. That really helps other people not necessarily find it, but when they do find this podcast, if they find lots of raving reviews, that makes them a lot more likely to click in and take a listen. And then if you're on YouTube, why not leave us a comment and like it? Just let us know that you're really enjoying the content. I always love hearing from you all. All right. God bless. You guys take care, and we'll see you next time. Hey there, it's Steve, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the show. You know, one of the biggest questions that I get is, okay, Steve, I'm excited. I love this idea of subscription web design, but I have no clue where to get started. If that's you, go to subscriptionwebdesign.com right now, enter your best email address, and I'm going to send you an exclusive training that I did on the five models of subscription web design that will show you the options that are available to you and give you some things to think about on how to get started. And for a limited time, I'm going to include my contract template for subscription web design. I've been asked multiple times to provide this template, and it's usually only available to my paying students. It's $100 value, but it's yours free. Just go to subscriptionwebdesign.com and enter your best email address there, and I'll send those right to you, as well as send you daily email tips from the trenches of running my agency. See you over there at subscriptionwebdesign.com.